WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. If you live west of D.C., you'll need to watch your step when you step outside this morning. There's a winter weather advisory in effect through noon with freezing rain and sleet.
If you have to venture out, just take it slow. Leave yourself plenty of extra time. And if you can, just maybe hold off going out on the roads until later in the day when precipitation changes to plain rain.
Meteorologist Dan Hoffman with the National Weather Service, and there's one delay of note. Montgomery County is delaying all school-based activities until 10 this morning because of that freezing rain threat. Five people, four teenagers and a woman, were critically injured when their car collided with a van on Norbeck Road at Westbury Road in Rockville last night. After that collision, the car crashed into a brick neighborhood entrance sign. Police say one of the teens was driving with the woman up front and the three other teens in the back. The driver of the van suffered minor injuries. No word on who's to blame for the crash. A new government report released Friday paints a dire picture on the impact of climate change, both on the environment and the economy. The report was written before the recent California wildfires, but it says those kinds of events are only going to become more frequent.
The report makes it clear that we are already experiencing the dangerous effects of climate change. It states that wildfire season is long now, but will only get longer, burning six times more forest area per year by the year 2050.
Correspondent Renee Marsh. From fire to rain, Maryland watermen are reporting a lousy year for oysters in the Chesapeake Bay, and they worry the future is not looking so bright either. Record rainfall has diluted the salt content in the bay, and oysters need salt to thrive. The harvest should be smaller this year, and many of the oysters taken will be too small to sell. The president of the Maryland Oystermen Association says you can plant as many oysters as you want. They're not going to survive if this keeps up. Complaints about jet noise at the region's three major airports more than doubled last year, according to statistics compiled by the airports. The report comes as Maryland sues the Federal Aviation Administration over recent changes to flight paths at BWI and Reagan National Airports. Those changes were part of the FAA's Next Gen program, which allows jets to fly more direct routes, saving time and fuel, but apparently at the expense of peace and quiet for some of those on the ground. Speaking of airports, a lot of folks arriving home from the Thanksgiving break will land at the airport this weekend, only to find their cars won't start.
They'll come back. The cars have been sitting there for 6 or 7 days in this extreme cold and the frigid temperature and the Arctic air, and guess what? The cars probably won't start.
John Townsend with AAA says it's a Thanksgiving tradition for the auto club. They expect their phones to be busy today and tomorrow. In sports, the Wizards are no match for the Raptors. Four straight wins, though, for the Capitals. They beat the Red Wings. It took overtime to do it, but Virginia Tech beat UVA for the 15th straight time, 34-31, keeping the Hokies' hopes alive for a 26th consecutive bowl appearance. And it took 22 holes, but Phil Mickelson beat Tiger Woods in their $9 million pay-per-view match. Tiger says he's the one who let the win get away.
I had plenty of opportunities to make putts today, and I didn't make any putts to put a little pressure on Phil. I had an opportunity on the last hole to win the match, and I hit a bad putt.
Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
There is nothing like a wounded warrior having family around.
Fisher House and your contributions make that possible. The WMAL Fisher House Radiothon begins Friday, November 30th with a Leonardo DRS Challenge, a dollar-for-dollar match of the first $50,000 pledged. Let's meet this challenge together.
The Fisher House organization really understands what families go through, and they take good care of us.
Learn more at WMAL.com/Fisher House.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, BABBEL.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So far, traffic moving well right now on 95, headed from Lorton into Springfield and 395. No problems from Etzel Road to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Just a brief delay eastbound on New York Avenue between 6th Street and the 3rd Street Tunnel. If you're traveling Virginia westbound 66, there is some road work east of the Fairfax County Parkway, but before Route 28, right now they're in the right lane, but that is not causing any delays. I'm Michelle Murray, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We do have that winter weather advisory through noon for areas west of the district. Freezing rain and sleet changing to plain rain by noon, high 49 for tonight. The rain will be ending. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight with a low of 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high of 57. Rain showers return on Monday, high 53. 34 right now in Gainesville. It's 32 in Damascus, 37 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The holidays are almost here, and EMP 180 is ready to empower you through the family gatherings and office parties, helping you resist temptation, lose weight, and look great. It's Larry O'Connor, and thanks to the EMP 180 weight loss program, I lost over 40 pounds. You can do the same. Wow your coworkers, family, and friends this holiday season by getting into that favorite suit or dress that hasn't fit you in years. Forget all those times you tried to lose weight and failed. EMP 180 is unique. The standard of nutritionally based weight loss in the D.C. area because it works, empowering you to keep weight off and to live a longer, healthier life. You lose the weight, but more importantly, you lose fat. You gain muscle and you learn to eat in a sustainable way. EMP 180 offers incredibly personalized service with an entire team dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and beyond. If I can do it, you can do it. For a consultation in Tysons, Rockville, Woodbridge, Alexandria, and now in Ashburn, call 855-888-0180. Visit emp180weightloss.com or Google EMP180.
For nearly 8 months, a local real estate agent tried to sell his own home in Clifton, Virginia. Unable to find a buyer for himself, he did a very surprising thing. He called the Kerry Shull Team. This is Mary Walter, and you heard me right. Another local agent reached out to the Kerry Shull Team for help selling his own residence. As astonishing as this may sound, the truth is, even other real estate agents know the Kerry Shull Team has been the number one sales team in Virginia for a reason. And true to form, Kerry sold the agent's home in just 8 days. While the average number of days a home is on the market in the D.C. metro area is 134, homes sold by Kerry Shull and her team average just 36 days. That's why thousands of local homeowners have trusted Kerry to sell their home faster and for more money than other local agents. So call the only agent I would call were I to sell a home. Call the Kerry Shull Team at 703-952-SOLD. That's 703-952-SOLD. Or go online to kerryshull.com. KERISHULL.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Great to have you with us on this Saturday morning update on this Thanksgiving weekend. And gone are the days when things in Washington just quieted down and all we talked about was holiday shopping on this kind of a weekend. John Gizzi is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And plenty going on. John, how are you?
I'm doing fine. It's not just Black Friday in the supermarkets. It's Black Friday in the administration and I think on the border as well, too.
Yeah, let's talk about the border. The president doubling, quadrupling down on the border security, really, really pushing hard. And there are reports out that there was a very heated debate at the White House among cabinet members on this. What are you hearing?
Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, people who are often pilloried in the press on the issue of illegal immigration, nonetheless are people who understand the law, what you can and can't do. And in this case, they told the president, you cannot keep people who are seeking sanction outside the border of the United States. In other words, you have to give them at least some safe harbor, some safe haven, some kind of security for a short period of time. You cannot just say, stay away. The president did not understand this, but eventually he did, and the law, in the end, is the big winner. This will also mean that Secretary Nielsen and General Kelly stay in their respective positions a little while longer, but not that much longer. This reporter is convinced they'll both be gone by Christmas, and at the very latest, the first of the year. But it also was an illustration into what the dissension is in an administration. We elected a president who, by his own admission, and a proud one, has no experience in government. Sometimes when you have leaders like that, they have to check and see how far they can go and how far they can't.
Well, if you were watching the lower third on the news channels on Friday, there was talk that the president was threatening to shut the entire border down. Now, there is a lot of commerce back and forth between people that actually live in Mexico and work in the United States, surprisingly. Can he shut the border down?
In the event of a national emergency, the president has the authority to close the border. We've heard this from many politicians over the years. And what that would mean would be to activate the military along the border and to essentially not allow anyone to come in the United States. It would take a war, almost, to get authorization without dissension for a move like this. And more often than not, politicians talk about securing the border, stop it from being so porous and letting people in who are not legally authorized to come into the United States. But closing the border, that's a new one.
Well, that would end up, I would imagine, pretty quickly in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, and we've certainly heard a lot about the Ninth Circuit this last week or so.
That's a good segue into the president's somewhat unprecedented back and forth with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, over the, quote, Obama judges, and the president quadrupled down on that one, too.
He certainly did. And when you talk about Obama judges or Bush judges or Trump judges, for that matter, one has to come down on the side of the Chief Justice. Presidents appoint members of the federal judiciary, but quite often, those judges, once given that lifetime appointment, show sides of them that were never expected. I cite the case of David Souter, considered a conservative Republican from New Hampshire, appointed by George H.W. Bush, and increasingly voting on the side of justices Ginsburg and Breyer, both Clinton appointees. To the end, it was Republicans cheering his exodus from the court. Now, in the case of President Trump at this point, he had a ruling on his border policies and on illegal immigrants that went against him from a judge appointed by Barack Obama. In terms of syntax, it's technically correct to call him an Obama judge. On the other hand, it was a Trump judge who ruled against the president and the administration when it was trying to deny a press pass at the White House for CNN's Jim Acosta. Yes, judges are appointed by different presidents, but judges often rule different ways than those presidents ever imagined.
Well, we talk about unprecedented. He had a somewhat unprecedented call with the troops that actually turned into a little bit of a political conversation as well as a press conference, didn't it?
It certainly did. And this is one where the president said, among other things, when asked what he was thankful for, he said, for me. He also segued into talking about Saudi Arabia and whether the Crown Prince was responsible for the murder of the journalist, Mr. Khashoggi, something that's going to be debated for a long time. But in the end, many people questioned why the president did not make a personal visit, such as the kinds that President Roosevelt made to troops in 1943, or that President Nixon did with troops in Vietnam, or the elder George Bush, back, or the younger George Bush visiting troops in Afghanistan and Iraq and other places. places. He went out several times. The president did go in Florida to visit the Coast Guard that guards much of Mar-a-Lago, and he did talk to the troops in person. But a presidential visit to see troops is something we'll have to wait for at another holiday, hopefully not a year and another Thanksgiving.
John, the president wanting to overlook the apparent role of Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the death of Jamal Khashoggi. When you look back over past presidencies and possibly similar incidents, is there some history there?
Yes. The United States has often had to side with some pretty loathsome characters over the years in the name of trade, or more likely in the Cold War or in the Middle East. In the Middle East, for example, Israel has few friends outside of Egypt, and the United States has to make allegiances, will not be a menace to our oldest and closest friend, Israel. If you go back in history, we've overlooked a lot of human rights abuses in China. After the Tiananmen Square massacre, while George H.W. Bush was president, Congress voted to end the most favored nation trading status with China. To the shock of many people, President Bush vetoed this. He saw the horror that came when people clamped down on the demonstrators, but he knew that the United States had to keep some kind of relationship with Beijing in terms of trade and in terms of dealing with Russia, a country it is sometimes at dagger's ends with. In this particular case, President Trump believes that there has to be a continued good relations with Saudi Arabia. He continually harks back to the past, to those long lines at the pump, when the Arab nations and the oil producers just embargoed oil, and hence the United States didn't get anything, and we had to simply wait for it. Experts on energy say this is out of the question today because how far we've gone in oil production, that another embargo would not hurt nearly as much. He may have other reasons for it in the Middle East. But at the same time, he seems to excuse the Saudi crown prince for the murder of the journalist Khashoggi, and reports he's been given from his own intelligence people clearly indicate that the crown prince was behind. For his part, the crown prince has never apologized or expressed any public sorrow for what happened to Mr. Khashoggi in the Saudi embassy in Turkey. In addition, he recently had a visit with Prime Minister Hariri of Lebanon, who was once held against his will in that country and made a broadcast to his people from the capital city of Riyadh before he was let go. The Crown Prince brought this up, and Prime Minister Hariri laughed nervously. All of this simply means that the ruling figure, the monarch, in Saudi Arabia is telling people, don't cross me.
Coming up next, the United States had a victory over Russia this week, and you probably didn't even hear about it. And Jerome Corsi, everything you need to know. You've heard about his name with the Mueller investigation in the last 24 hours. We'll tell you all about it next. First off, though, check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray is in the traffic center.
Overall traffic moving well on the Capitol Beltway this morning. No problems with Prince George's in Montgomery County or in Virginia. Heading over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Traveling on 66, there's a work zone westbound east of the Fairfax County Parkway, but before Route 28 in the right lane, not causing any delays. Traveling in the district, no problems to report on the freeway. We are just seeing a little bit of a delay on New York Avenue eastbound between 6th Street and L Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There is a winter weather advisory in effect for the next couple hours because there is a strong chance of freezing rain in most of the Washington area. It will warm up today up to 49 later on, but freezing rain possible. They are salting the roads around the area. 41 the low overnight, partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 57. Showers on Monday, high 53. Sunshine Tuesday, high to 44. And sunny on Wednesday, high 39. Right now in Washington, 34. And we're heading up to 49. And it's 7:20 on the Saturday Morning Update. We continue our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, you had a story out early in the week about the upcoming election for Interpol's presidency. And in that story, your lead paragraph, the U.S. will try to stop the anticipated election of a top lieutenant of Vladimir Putin as the president of Interpol, the world's largest police organization. How did that play out for the U.S.?
The U.S. hit a home run after getting into the game late. On Monday night, I spoke to the State Department, and an anonymous source told me the U.S. was going to weigh in on behalf of an opponent to the frontrunner, Alexander Prokupchik, former Deputy Minister of the Interior in Russia, a major general in the Russian Army, and a close lieutenant of Vladimir Putin. The next day, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, made it official. The U.S. was backing Kim Jong-yang, who's a vice president of Interpol and the former police chief of the largest province in South Korea. They joined some pretty impressive people who had Prokupchik's number. These include the great Russian dissident Mikhail Khodorkovsky, a prisoner in Putin's jail for 10 years, Alexander Navalny, who's tried to run for office in Russia and been arrested repeatedly, and Vladimir Karamirza, a filmmaker who was poisoned not once but twice and lived to tell the tale. Now, why is Interpol important? It's not really a law enforcement agency, but an international information gathering and clearinghouse for news on crime throughout the world. The United States has a vested interest in it, and Russia has it even more so. The so-called red letters that cite enemies of the state in Russia are more often than not cobbled together with information gathered from Interpol. The very thought that a top Putin lieutenant could be running this organization and having access to a lot of sensitive material is frightening, especially when one considers that this man's benefactor is someone who has a long history of persecuting critics in the business community and critics in the press, as well as political opponents. In the end, it all came together by a vote of 101-61. South Korea's Yang defeated Russia's Prokupchik, and Interpol, as many said, is safe.
John, headlines on Friday afternoon on the Mueller investigation, and that is that Jerome Corsi, who was an associate of Roger Stone, headline, and he's admitted that he is in plea negotiations with Special Counsel Mueller's office. Jerome Corsi is not a name that's really been front and center in the news reports over the past few months. I mean, we've heard so much about George Papadopoulos and Roger Stone and Manafort. But the fact that he's in plea negotiations, if you can condense this for us so we can understand exactly what's going on with Jerome Corsi and how that may impact Stone and ultimately the campaign.
Let me soundbite it, as Ross Perot used to say. I've known Jerome Corsi on and off for 15 years. In those days, he was a very heroic figure among Vietnam veterans who served in the swift boats with John Kerry. He was a key organizer of the swift boat veterans who said they did not want their former comrade in arms, then Senator Kerry, as commander in chief. He later wrote a book on this that was a bestseller and was beginning to be a frequent figure on television and radio programs. Over the years, he has dabbled in conservative politics, written several books on different subjects, including A New Look at the Kennedy Assassination. and he would send me signed copies. He most recently came out with a much-praised book on the dark state. Now, that said, he was being pursued by Robert Mueller for some reason or another, and he decided to cop a plea, which many observers concluded would be bad news for Roger Stone. Apparently, they are close associates. As it turned out, he went in a different direction from Manafort and from George Papadopoulos, whom you mentioned, and decided not to cop a plea. He's simply waiting for arraignment and is going to take his chances with our system of justice. We'll see what happens.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Thank you, John, for spending part of your Thanksgiving weekend with us. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. And let's give thanks to all our family that we were with and celebrated, and those family members who couldn't be with us. And just let them know we're all part of one big happy family.
Thank you, John. 7:26 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. News is coming up with John Matthews, and we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who will be talking about the Comey hearing coming up this week. The caravan, the invasion? Well, we'll see if that's how it's being labeled. And also, we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about the kind of the remnants of the Clinton email investigation. That's all coming up.
At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings continue. Get three Samsung 4K TVs, 75-inch, 65-inch, and 50-inch. All three just $19.99. Whoa! Only at the Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, pay no interest until 2020. That's right, purchase today and pay no interest until the next decade. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime big savings opportunity. The Big Screen Store, locations in Maryland and Virginia. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings continue. Get three Samsung 4K TVs, 75-inch, 65-inch, and 50-inch. All three just $19.99. Whoa, only at the Big Screen Store.
Potomac Pedals and Plants Small Business Saturday sale is on. Now through Sunday, shop local and save 20% off home decor, jewelry, and gifts, plus get 10% off all Christmas trees. Visit Potomac Pedals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Surviving the Computer Age, How to Save Your Neck and Shoulders on Wednesday, November 28th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
The seasons are changing, and there's definitely a chill in the air. So the last thing you want to do is park far away from your event. Thankfully, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're watching football, checking out your favorite museum, or going to a concert, don't get caught in the cold without Spot Hero. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. Get $10 off your first park by using promo code SAVE on the app. That's $10 off with promo code SAVE. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The past 2 days, we've had the cold. This morning, the rest of winter arrives for a short visit. A winter weather advisory west of D.C. brings us freezing rain and sleet.
Hence the advisory going till about noon. After the advisory expires, precipitation is expected to change to plain rain, and we'll get a pretty soaking rain.
Meteorologist Dan Hoffman with the National Weather Service. One delay to mention, Montgomery County schools will delay all school-based activities until 10 a.m. this morning. The final numbers are not in, but it looks like Black Friday was a big hit with shoppers this year.
There's great anticipation that the next few weeks will be quite positive for retailers.
I expect to see people spend a lot of money this holiday season.
Retail industry and consumer spending analyst Heather Herzog said,
people are feeling a little bit more confident about the economy, about job prospects.
National Retail Association President Matthew Shea said they expect consumers to spend roughly 4.5% more than they did last year during the holidays.
So holiday season is going to be fabulous.
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The head of Russia's space agency says one goal of a proposed Russian mission to the moon will be to verify that the American moon landings were real. Conspiracies surrounding NASA's moon missions are common in Russia. 3 years ago, a spokesman for the Russian Investigative Committee called for an investigation into the moon landings. In sports, the Wizards fall in Toronto 125-107. Four straight wins for the Caps. They beat the Red Wings 3-1. It took overtime to do it, but Virginia Tech beat UVA for the 15th straight time, 34-31. College hoops, UVA over Wisconsin, Maryland routes Marshall, and Phil Mickelson beats Tiger Woods in their $9 million winner-take-all pay-per-view match. WMAL traffic and weather next.
So, here's the latest from the WMAL Storm Center.
That happened early. When Old Man Winter shows up unannounced.
Wintry mix has turned to snow in places.
Depend on the Weather Channel.
That's something we're going to be watching.
And WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. November marks the start of the holiday season, and that means a lot of guests. But there's that one guest that causes lots of trouble. It doesn't bring fruitcake, pumpkin pie, or sweet potato casserole. All it brings is a big old brown spot. It's the first snowfall. It exposes roof leaks that you didn't know were there until you look up and see a big old brown spot on the ceiling. Don't go through winter with that old roof. With my half later, half never sale, homeowners save thousands. November's a great time of year to replace your roof. We're cutting 50% off the price of all roofing materials, and the half you do pay, you can pay us later with no payments, no interest for 12 months. So when guests come over, the only big old brown thing they see is a turkey. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. November savings with half later, half never.
7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So far, no problems to report in the district. Traveling on the freeway in either direction between the 14th Street Bridge and the 11th Street Bridge. A little bit of slowdowns now inbound on New York Avenue between Bladensburg Road and South Dakota Avenue. Traveling the Beltway through Montgomery and Prince George's County. That looks good so far. No problems with the Beltway through Virginia and Alexandria and Springfield. Traveling 95, that looks good from Lorton to the Beltway. 66 westbound east of the Fairfax County Parkway. There is construction in the right lane, not causing any delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have a winter weather advisory through noon today for areas west of the district. Freezing rain and sleet changing to plain rain later on today. High 49. For tonight, rain ends, turning partly cloudy overnight with a low of 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high of 57. The rain showers return on Monday. High 53. 34 right now in Woodbridge. It's 35 in La Plata, 37 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Ford, you need to visit my friends over at Coles Parkway Ford in Woodbridge, Virginia. Committed to providing customers with exceptional customer service, Coles Ford has been awarded the Ford Motor Company's President's Award for the past 4 years, their most prestigious award. Coles Parkway Ford has one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles, and they're going to meet or beat any advertised price. Visit their massive showroom, and exclusively for WMAL listeners, you're going to get a $500 savings certificate toward the purchase of any new or used vehicle when you mention WMAL. That's $500 just for mentioning WMAL. In November, Ford Motor Company is also providing a special rebate for military veterans, $1,000 on F-150s, and for active first responders, $1,000 on any vehicle. Proudly serving the entire Washington, D.C. area with a customer-first attitude, visit Coles Ford, located in Woodbridge, or online at COWLESFord.com. That's Coles with a W. If you buy a Ford anywhere else, you'll simply pay too much.
See dealer for details.
The problem for most people today is you're wealthy, but you don't feel wealthy. You have assets, but the strategies you're using aren't designed to generate the income you need to live the life you want. You need to learn more productive income strategies for your assets. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com, or call 877-304-8723. 877-304-TRADE.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:36, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer at the London Center for Strategic Initiatives. Tony, it's great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, good to be on. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Well, let's talk about tensions in Tijuana and those tensions spilling not only over the border, but spilling into the White House cabinet room meetings. And now the mayor of Tijuana has declared a humanitarian crisis in Tijuana, and of course that's right on the border with San Diego. He's asking the United Nations for aid to deal with the approximately 5,000 Central American migrants who have arrived in the city. And what's interesting is the mayor, Juan Manuel Gastelum, says the Mexican federal government has provided little assistance, and he's not going to commit the city's public resources to dealing with the situation. He says, quote, "I'm not going to spend the money of Tijuana's citizens." So he's kind of pushing back, sounding a little bit like Donald Trump there. First off, let's talk about the cabinet meeting, though, because that was a heated discussion about what to do on the border, and the president obviously pushing really hard. What do we know of that cabinet meeting this week?
Well, the mayor of Tijuana is correct, and we can talk about that more. But, yeah, the cabinet meeting is problematic, Rick. My understanding is that there's been voices within his own cabinet which have been seeking to push him or ask him, whatever word you care to use to describe it, to dissuade him from the very strong and I think appropriate policy of either sealing the border off or making sure that adequate force, and this includes military force, is used to prevent the caravan or those in the caravan coming across. And let me be clear on my position so nobody listening today somehow believes I misstate. The border is meant to be protected. That statement was the policy from the president. And essentially there's others out there now who are saying, well, you know, you need to essentially give in. If these people overwhelm the border, you just got to let them in. And you can't use military force, can't use deadly force and things like that. So that's really what it comes down to. You had a number of folks, apparently the Secretary of Homeland Security and his chief of staff, I think were essentially trying to push back against the president's, I think, very clear and what I think is the correct policy. So that's essentially what is happening from my understanding.
And the situation there is such that what do they do next? In other words, if the president is holding the line as best he can and, you know, they do not want to let them in, and then you have the mayor of Tijuana who doesn't want to commit his resources, I mean, there's a real problem there.
There is a real problem, but it's one that we have to investigate for two reasons. First, Rick, you and I know thousands of people cannot move across any territory without logistical support. Someone is paying for that. Now, people are investigating that despite what the mainstream media keeps trying to dissuade people. This is not spontaneous. There are organizations out there such as Judicial Watch down trying to investigate, and I think you'll see more on that. Secondly, and let me be clear on this again, I think the president is correct in his thinking about shutting down the border. If it comes to the point of where things do get out of hand, there's riots, there's other things, the southern border is the southern border. It is sovereign U.S. territory. And shutting the border down for a day or two would help do two things. First, send a very strong message that, hey, this is our border. We are going to remain a sovereign country, and that is the policy. Secondly, it may well give people an understanding of what is not allowable to stop people from coming north. If they start understanding you're not getting in, that incentive to come up and seek asylum goes away. So I think those are necessary steps. I'm very glad President Trump is now thinking about that. Some have said his bark is worse than his bite. I just wouldn't tempt the man on this if they knew what was good for them.
You know, what's interesting, Tony, is there have been many issues that President Trump has played hardball on and upset a lot of people, but they're issues that have festered for years.
Right. And exactly.
You know, it's like if you have a medical issue and you just let it go and you let it go and you let it go, finally, you know, there's a huge problem. And here comes, you know, here comes Dr. Trump, the surgeon, trying to correct all of these problems and issues that people have not wanted to confront for their own political salvation.
And you're seeing it again now. I mean, this is where people would sooner let the gangrene of their own bad decisions allow the foot of state to fall away rather than do surgery and fix it before it gets out of hand. And that's exactly the point. I think President Trump knows exactly what he's trying to do.
Well, he's getting a lot of criticism for it and probably ending up in the courts as well. So, interesting tweet from James Comey. And we all need to keep in mind that Comey's got a book out, and I'm sure his book sales have kind of trailed off over the past few months. And now he's back in the spotlight. Here was his tweet, 7:21 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Got a subpoena from House Republicans. I'm still happy to sit in the light and answer all questions. But I will resist a closed door thing because I've seen enough of their selective leaking and distortion. Let's have a hearing and invite everyone to see. And as I said earlier, he is the expert on selective leaking. That's for sure. Now, how do you feel about where this should go, whether it should be behind closed doors or, as he says, sit in the light?
Well, let me just read my response to his tweet, my tweet to his tweet. LOL, you have been resistant to telling the truth, and you are the king of selective leaking. We are thankful, Comey, that you are well down the road to felony-level indictments for your wrongdoing. Enjoy your non-prison Thanksgiving meal while you can.
Ooh.
I mean, a friendly tweet back to James Comey. I think he enjoyed it, by the way. But anyway, my point being is, look, there are issues out there that show that there's evidence that he, first off, held back critical information from a number of folks during the transition. Secondly, that he did engage in it by his own admission in leaking. I mean, he himself, Rick, he talked about passing his quote-unquote papers to his lawyer friend who then proceeded to leak them out. And according to the evaluations I've been told, there was classified information in those papers. So I think he needs to be confronted on that, and he needs to be confronted on his lack of resolve or appropriate handling of the Clinton email server issue, his contacts with Loretta Lynch, the then attorney general, and all the issues about – and those to me should be in the public hearing, no doubt. But there are other things that should be in the closed hearings relating to FISA and intelligence capabilities and methodologies which may have been used, because I think we need to – know what happened, how they were abused, some of those methodologies are still highly classified and I think should be protected. So it's really splitting the baby on what Comey should do regarding open and closed hearings.
Okay, Loretta Lynch also is to testify, or is asked to testify. And the question is, with the lame duck session now of the Congress and the Democrats coming in January, will the Congress really be able to get to the bottom of whether the Obama administration did, you know, commit, and you know, Comey and that team, whether they did do some things that were inappropriate, shall we say, when it came to the investigation of Hillary Clinton, her emails, right. Did she get a pass when they, you know, sat down and talked to her? Did they go easy on her? I mean, here's somebody that did destroy thousands of subpoenaed emails, and nothing's been done about it. Will the Republicans be able to get to the bottom of it?
Well, this conclusive evidence by the their own IG Horowitz that, yes, there was departures, criminal departures from investigative process. We know that now. The question becomes what happens to essentially hold people accountable? And people went nuts this last week, Rick. If you remember, there was a leak about the president having told people he wanted to see James Comey and Hillary Clinton prosecuted last year. Well, you know, I mean, last time I checked, we don't have a two-tiered justice system. If you commit a crime as a senior official of the Democrat Party or the Obama administration, you should not be immune simply because you held that position. And so I'm one of those thinking that the next step should be the president demanding, not Congress, that those investigated leads be fully examined. And so I'd like to believe that what comes out of the congressional hearings is simply leads for the new DOJ to go out and prosecute. That's what my hope is anyway.
Well, it's interesting because here you have the special counsel, Robert Mueller, filing charges against people like Mike Flynn and George Papadopoulos, not for committing a real act, except that they were not honest and, you know, racked up with lying to the FBI, but they really didn't do anything.
Right.
In this case, you've got people like, you know, the two lovebirds there who actually were doing things that were inappropriate, but it doesn't seem like anybody's being held accountable with the exception of us talking about it.
That's your point. No, those are material violations of the law. Those are real violations. The Peter Strzok and Lisa Page effort was criminal. Everything else, and to your point, I get tired of the left saying, you have these prosecutions and convictions coming out of the Mueller investigation. It's what they call process crimes. And I'm sure Ed Meese is listening to this morning, and Ed would agree with me on this, is that process crimes, you know, you could get a ham sandwich to commit a process crime, for goodness sake. And these other real departures from you know, the norms, to use a Obama term, should be looked at and prosecuted because they are material violations.
All right, I want to turn to Saudi Arabia, but we're going to get a first check of the traffic and weather, and then we'll continue our conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Michelle Murray is in the WML Traffic Center.
In Virginia, traffic moving well on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway. Just the work zone to be aware of. Westbound east of the Fairfax County Parkway. Watch for alternating lane closures there. A little bit of slow traffic now on 50 eastbound in Fairfax between Sully Road and Walney Road. And through Falls Church, a bit of slowing. Traveling eastbound on 50 between Jaguar Trail and Graham Road. Traveling in Maryland, we've got some delays on Pennsylvania Avenue westbound between Old Marlboro Pike and the Beltway. Beltway itself looking good through Prince George's Montgomery County and headed through Alexandria and Springfield. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
And it could be a tricky morning for the next couple of hours, especially to the west of the city. Watch for freezing rain. The D.C. streets were salted earlier this morning, but we expect the brunt of it to the west. Our highs will eventually reach 49 degrees today, but freezing rain early, turning to rain. Overnight down to 41 for tomorrow, partly cloudy up to 57. Showers on Monday, highs 53, and sunshine Tuesday with a high of 44. Outside in Washington, 35. We're heading to 49, and we're at 7:49 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is on the phone with us this morning. And, Tony, the CIA apparently or reportedly concluding that the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, but President Trump continues to resist retaliation or putting the blame on bin Salman. Now, I want to get your read on it because Turkey now is criticizing the president and criticizing the U.S., and a lot of people are criticizing the president about it. So first off, explain the relationship of Turkey to Saudi Arabia to the U.S., and then we can talk a little more broadly about why Saudi Arabia is important to us and what the president's thinking is. But first off, Turkey.
Great question, Rick. And first, Turkey has been a member of NATO for a long time from the beginning. And at the same time, they've been playing a double game against us. Erdogan, their president, has been essentially supporting the Muslim Brotherhood and other very extreme Muslim elements. Now, you may think, wow, okay, he supports that. And then the Saudi Arabias are the home of Wahhabism, which is actually the most severe form of Islam, which is essentially from the Sunni part of the faith. But the reality is that Saudi and Turkey have been seeking to kind of be the lead in the Sunni faith for a long time. So that's what we see kind of playing out here. And, you know, Turkey set up Saudi Arabia on this. Rick, we talked about this several times. So there's something more than meets the eye here. So with that said, there's something going on regarding why Khashoggi was assassinated in Turkey. We'll get to the bottom of it. But Saudi Arabia has been a very long strategic ally in the region. I'm not a big fan of them because of the fact that they still behead people. They are slow in reforming their system. You cannot be any other religion except Islamic in their country. It goes against the so-called cultural norms we accept as a free nation. But they've been kind of our ally. And our biggest issue with them and the Iranians being Shia, the other type sect of Islam, is nuclear weapons. The Iranians seeking those weapons have been something we've been working on. The Saudis have the ability to purchase their own nuclear weapons from Pakistan. And the biggest thing I think our policy has been focused on is preventing a nuclear arms race within the Middle East. Because let me tell you, you know, while it would be horrible to have a nuclear exchange in the Middle East, it would be much worse to have nuclear weapons somehow being stolen or sold on the open market and those things showing up in other places on the world. So ultimately, it's our focus is on nuclear weapons below the surface of everything. It's a very complex situation.
So what is the president to do? I mean, if he were to put the hammer down on Saudi Arabia and bin Salman, what is the reaction and what is the downside for us? In other words, why is he so adamant about this?
Well, I think we are at a sensitive time with the Saudis. While we don't need their oil, others do. Some economies of the world, which we're not even necessarily friendly with, like China, they do not have more than 2 weeks of supply of oil. So, the oil from Saudi Arabia going out to allies and other economic powerhouses is a huge issue. And I think the idea here is to encourage the family to hold its own accountable rather than seeking to for our interference. And, again, I'm going to say this as the truth, but people aren't going to like it. Big governments like that, like the Saudi government, kill people all the time. It is not new. While it's tragic and we don't do it, the idea that others do is horrible, but it's not our job to police everything they do. And Khashoggi was not a U.S. citizen. He was here in an extended visa, and it's tragic and it's bad. But, you know, we need to decide what is the best policy course for the United States and our people rather than one individual the left seemed to have a love affair with.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thanks so much for helping us to understand these very complex international issues. Tony, thank you and have a good holiday weekend.
You too. Thanks, Rick. Take care.
You bet. 7:53 Saturday morning update, quick break, and then we're going to get the very latest on what's going on with the weather from the Weather Channel. That's next.
Hey, friends. It's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you or make up the difference or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
It can be tough to focus on sleep during the holidays, but for my family, there is nothing that leads to a better day than a good night's sleep. That means a visit to thecompanystore.com for the best down comforters, quilts, pillows, soft sheets, and bed basics. Thecompanystore.com is my one-stop shop to ensure I stay super cozy and my family wakes up refreshed. Shop the Black Friday sale now through November 24th for 20% off and free shipping. Use code FRIDAY at checkout. Thecompanystore.com, the experts in sleep for over 100 years.
7:54, Saturday morning update on WMAL. If you're out on the roads this morning, you might find they've been salted around the Washington area. Mark Thibodeau is with the Weather Channel. And Mark, we expect some freezing rain. Where will we get the worst of this?
Well, it looks like it's going to be west of the Beltway primarily. But basically, the salt on the roads, just a totally precautionary measure because temperatures across a lot of the area really are above freezing. Right now, we do have a cold air pocket kind of locked in place to the ground, and sometimes what happens is when that takes place, you have rain falling and it makes contact with that ground that's below freezing. So and that layer is going to be living on borrowed time for sure, because what's happening is there's enough warm air coming northbound with this weather system that's going to knock that whole layer out, I think, by the time we get to 10 or 11 a.m., and whatever falls by then should just be plain old rain. But it's the next couple of hours, especially west of the Washington area, out towards Warrenton, places like that, further out even towards 81, where there could be a few pockets of freezing rain that cause some bridge and icing in some of the overpasses, especially with some light freezing rains. We know it doesn't take a lot of freezing rain to cause problems. So we're in a winter weather advisory till noon, and again, that's primarily west of Washington, out 68, out across our western suburbs, just to account for that possibility of some light freezing rain, and then just turning to a clean, cold rain everywhere as we go into the afternoon hours. So I would just say caution advised over the next couple of hours. After that, as enough warm air gets into the system, I think we're in pretty good shape going into the afternoon.
Mark Thibodeau with the Weather Channel. Thank you very much, Mark.
All right, thank you.
7:56 on WMAL.
Life is a do-it-yourself project. All the things you're proud of in life, you've done yourself. Your education, your career, your family, even a project around the house. These bring a smile across your face and make you feel warm inside. Unfortunately, for most people, this is not the feeling they get when they think of their finances or their income. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com or call 877-304-8723.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day, and I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Snow on the ground, frost on the windows, a chill in the air. And yet the ironic thing about winter in West Virginia is just how warm it makes you feel. It's that incredible feeling that brings people back year after year. In West Virginia, you can find that path back to the simple things that matter. Slowing down, catching up, relaxing around a fire with family or friends. Here, winter warmth comes standard, whether you prefer a cozy mountain hideaway or a stylish resort offering the height of luxury. This is winter, pure and unspoiled. This is the outdoor playground you can make all your own. magical, and full of memories. This winter, find your way to the Mountain State, a place that can take you to a higher state, West Virginia. Discover your version of winter heaven at wvtourism.com.
Tune into the Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on WMAL to hear the latest mortgage finance news and information. The Mortgage Radio Show, hosted by mortgage experts Sean Metter and Teresa Strasser, is brought to you by Network Capital Funding Corporation. Offering some of the most competitive interest rates, fast turnaround time, and no lender fees, they're committed to helping you find the right mortgage product for your needs. Tune in this Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. John Matthews next with the news, then it's Garden Sense.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.